In today's episode, I achieve a 30-year-old goal, Mike has hitchhiker thumbs, JJ needed a drink, Samantha makes everyone sad, and then we have a guest, Joey, and he hates Capcom. This is Mega Man X. How did I guess?
I mean, you know me.
Super fighting robots.
Not that one.
Mega Man.
I'm not gonna lie, that is a banger opening.
Oh, it is. You really gotta watch that series again because it's just such gold.
Remember the episode? Is that the show?
Yeah. There's like an episode where they're fighting over saving Abraham Lincoln's statue. It's so good.
Yesterday, Skid told me his friend Bob Fingerman wrote for that show.
No way.
Yeah.
Did he, by any chance, write the Mega Man X episode?
I don't know. Listen, I don't care about Mega Man, but we're going to get...
Well, you know who does care about Mega Man and is joining us today on Fun Sphere Game Club? Hey!
Club.
Joey JoJo!
That's me.
Hey, Joey JoJo.
JoJo!
Yep.
It's my kid brother, Joey.
Good to be here.
Say hello. I'm so glad you joined us today.
Anything to get you to talk about Mega Man X.
Oh, that's... it would take you coming on an episode to get us to talk about it. All right. So, for those who are unaware, Mega Man X is a series of platform action games released by Capcom. We are specifically talking about the first game today. It was released on, let's see here, December 17th, 1993 for the Super Nintendo. And it is the...
Wait, was that in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow.
The date it's got. Yeah. It seems like it...
I don't think I got the game until 94.
I don't think we did either. But it is, again, like many Nintendo games that moved to the Super Nintendo, it was... kind of a sequel series, greatly improved on, well received, and like I said, it spawned like how many sequels exactly, Joey?
It's up to eight.
Okay.
Even though they got shitty after three.
Yeah. I played eight last year, and it was just kind of like a smorgasbord of like, this level's wacky, and just really no connection to one another. Really frustrating.
All right.
Well, I think eight got a little better, but seven was like
seven's definitely
a turd.
The blackest sheep.
Alright, so tell us why you picked Mega Man X.
Well, that's my favorite game of all time, and honestly pretty much the game that taught me to appreciate video games. It was the one I watched you play and grew up with, and then eventually, you know, despite being my favorite game, I only beat it like a few years ago. I would always just get to Sigma and then give up. But I was like, you know, I think I can beat this. And I did. And it's still my favorite game of all time.
Okay.
That was kind of me with Blaster Master. My favorite game, and it also took me like 14 years to beat.
Alright. So we'll go around the room, give our quick impressions. You know what? JJ, I'm very interested to hear what you have to say.
So I really like the game. I just don't like the steps. Like, so I haven't played Mega Man since Mega Man 2 on the NES. So I know absolutely nothing about actually... I've seen videos, and I've probably tinkered around with the game or so, but actually trying to beat the game. So I threw in our chat, you know, hey, what do I do? Just like, pretty much, I need help. And, you know, Mike's feedback was great, but, oh, well, this is where you start, but in order to do this, you need to grab this, you know. So you need to get the boots, you need to get the helmet first, And then by the time you get to the blaster where you have to trick it and use your helmet to bust up through the bricks, I'm like, I'm not good at this game. I am not good. Because for me to beat, and the second boss I fought was the guy flying the hawk. What's his name?
Storm Eagle.
So he was pretty easy to fight once you figured out the pattern. But the very beginning, the little platforms, I kept getting grabbed and falling off. And I almost threw my controller. And it was a PS5 controller, so it was more than, you know, the Mega Man game itself. So I got the game for $7, almost broke a $60 or $70 controller. And, you know, and even the more I started to drink and play this game, try to get calmed down, I was just getting worse and worse and worse. But I love it. And I'm going to finish it, but it's tough. It was tough. And I guess the older you get to try to learn a new game like that, I don't have the patience for it.
JJ, can I stop you?
Yeah.
Where did they tell you to go first?
Chill Penguin.
Okay. They gave you the right idea. Okay.
Yeah.
We didn't troll him.
Okay.
We
he said the helmet, and I was like, that's
start
not
with Boomerang Kuang. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Just kill you. Oh man. Okay.
Yeah. So and then, in the you know playing the second level, I beat the boss, but I didn't get the power up. So I'm like, oh, where's this at? So then it's like, oh, you just got to blow up this part here. So I don't understand how you all got so far in that game without knowing what to do. And, like, I didn't have the patience to explore each level because the levels themselves are harder than the boss fights. Or if you make it to the boss, you have to be, you know, you can't die. And so, you know, you get to the boss with, like, 2 bars left and 1 life, and you're like, this is a waste of time. I might as well start the level all over again. And
so I think I'll split for the Hearst brothers. What I'll say, answer JJ's to your question is you didn't have a lot of games and you had a lot of time to play this, so replay and exploration are how you figured out everything in this game. And it's just memorization at this point for us about knowing which way to go. And there's a lot of different ways you can go. There's not really any right or wrong way to play all these levels. They actually even have... There will be different things activated in the levels or different parts you can explore depending on who you've, which bosses you've beaten, which levels you've beaten before. So it's got actually a lot of replay for a Super Nintendo game.
Well, that subreddit gets brutal because, you know, someone will say, oh, this is all you have to do. And then the feedback, oh, that's a terrible idea. I would go. So
yeah,
I didn't know really what to do. So I used Mike's input and I got as far as I could. And but it's a game I do want to finish. But knowing that there's 8, because again, what came after Mega Man 2? Was it Mega Man X?
No, Mega Man 3, 4, 5.
It went up to 6, and then Mega Man X, and then Mega Man 7.
Yeah, X and 7 kind of came out, you know, side by side. I think 7 came a little bit later, but people don't like 7.
Okay. I don't understand that. I love 7.
I thought there was a lot
it's
of cool
so
stuff.
So good,
yeah.
So I do have one gripe about it, because, again, the game is fun, and if I was younger, had more patience, and didn't have to worry about trying to wake up at 5 in the morning for work, I would have really dug deep into it. But the Mega Man, is it the person that comes help you out, is like, oh, you're not strong enough, but I'm just going to go.
Dr. Light.
Okay, so what's the deal with that? So does it, because they're telling you, like, here, I'm just going to go and pretty much just leave you by yourself. Why don't you just tag along with that person and just beat the game?
You're talking about Zero.
Yeah, Zero comes in. It's like, oh, you're not strong enough. One day you can get like me. Later.
Yes, the game definitely wants you to aspire to be like Zero.
Yeah, literally, even the armor itself makes you look more like Zero as you go along.
Gotcha.
If you want to come back to this, I won't spoil anything, but I'll say it's a pretty good... you know, feeling of getting stronger in that game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm there. I almost got to the point where I was like, listen, I'll just find all the passwords and play and act like I really did well at it. But, you know, there's no way I...
It is nice to hear, like, such a fresh take on it. Because, you know, for me, I'm like, well, it's never really that hard. But, you know, this was, like, the Hearst family household game where we just... played it until the cartridge wouldn't work anymore, so we do know that game in and out.
Yeah, it's like I can tell you every second of Night Trap where you exactly need to be, so that's...
All right, Samantha, what was your impression of the game?
Did not enjoy harder Mario. I did not get very far. I did give up pretty quickly because, honestly, I just felt like I should spend my little free time doing something I enjoy instead of struggling. Like, I'm just not good at, like, platforming or, like, having to jump off of things. The mechanics were bad for me. Like, I, like, bounce off the fucking wall or whatever and, like, fight these bird freaks. Like, I don't got time for this. So, like, maybe if I grew up with it, I can see why. But Mega Man has never been something that interests me. I don't like the character designs. I don't like the general art style of it. It's kind of like Dragon Ball in that sense. Like, I think that's ugly as fuck, so I'm not into it. I'm also not a basic bitch, so I'm just sorry. But yeah, it was just too hard for me to really appreciate, and it, just with how stressed I've been with work, I was like, I don't have the patience for this, like, at all.
I could see this not being a relaxing game, certainly.
No.
And Samantha, just absolutely well done on just dumping the salt in the wounds of certain people here. R.I.P. Akira Toriyama.
Oh, I forgot he did just die, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have that amazing ability. You made fun of Bruce Willis. You made fun of someone that just died.
Bruce Willis is alive, Josh.
Yeah, yeah. But you just made fun of the fact he can't remember anything.
He can't remember. So he got hit on the head too many times.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
But, yeah, I just, it's not, I would think it was just really bad timing for, like, for me to try to give this a real shot. It was too hard. I got very frustrated, and I was like, I can't deal with this right now. So I don't have much input on Mega Man.
It's definitely not a game to play if you are, like, feeling stressed.
I got no, 1 foot out the door. This is a game. 1 foot out the door at this job.
No, this is the game that's like, you know what? I kind of want to feel stressed. I should play a Mega Man game.
I'm feeling too good right now.
Yeah.
But I think that's what gives it its charm and why it's so fun to play, and it's very addictive, because if you get to end of a level and you're not dead, you're like, oh, I figured it out. But then the next time you try to do it again and fall off a cliff, like the first step. Yeah, I mean, I did that so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just can't, like, time jumps well. So everything was impossible. I have such a hard time with Mario. Like, I was not... This is not my game.
I had to ask, like, what did you guys all play it on?
I played it on the PS5.
I also played it on the PS5.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
I did the Switch so that I could use the SNES controller.
That's, ooh, good call.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at, is like, if I can help it, I want to play it on, like, original hardware, and yeah. I want that SNES D-pad, because you kind of need it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll say the PS5 controller does you no favors by playing it on that game. It's as close as you can get, but it definitely will screw you over sometimes. All right, Mikey, what about you? What do you think about this game?
Well, I think Josh can attest to how big of a Mega Man fan I grew up being. Up until, I guess, the Game Boy Advance era, I owned every single Mega Man game. Yep. I've since sold them, but Mega Man X was a huge, huge, huge game for me. And, like, going back to, like, how you are good at the game or how you find out all the secrets, I've always thought for this to be a one-player game, it's such a community game. Like, one of my friends who lived up the street from me, like, we were always at each other's houses playing it. One person would be playing, the other watching, and we were constantly teaching each other things that we discovered. It was a big game at daycare, so there was a lot of people, like, you figured out secrets that way too.
Yep.
I think daycare is how we learned all the boss's weaknesses. But that's like every Mega Man game. That's the staple.
Yes, it is.
You learn that deep here.
I mean, I was so obsessed with Mega Man X that I can still to this day recite the password 8441-2136-4421 for the last stage. We played it so much. It's such a great game.
JJ is writing it down.
He's like, I've got it.
Yes.
But yeah, it's the music is great. The way that you play, it's like ballet. Like, yeah. I wish that I brought my controller in here so I can show you. Like, it completely changed the way that my hands would use the controller. Because, like,
you gotta hold them from the sides.
My thumb goes sideways. Yeah, it's always charging. Yeah. And then I just do the scooping motion to do dash jumps.
Yep.
Like, I've never done the double tap. The direction to dash, I just...
Oh, I'm a double tapper.
I am much of the just hit the B button.
Yep.
Oh, see, that's the one thing I had to really accommodate on the PS5 is, like, there's something about these buttons are not laid out exactly like a Super Nintendo controller, so it's like I am gonna hit double tap to dash for most of my dashes.
I don't, yeah. Like, I was telling you guys in the chat, like, I can't believe that my 8-year-old thumbs were able to maneuver it. I guess, like, my hitchhiker's thumb probably helped.
I got two very different thumbs.
Yeah, you've got one hitchhiker and one normal.
This one's the normal one? I always thought this one was.
Having a hitchhiker thumb, I guess, is also normal. It's just like the way that it curves out.
It's the push. It's the button smashing one, and this is the joystick thumb.
I've definitely got one calloused left thumb from the D-pad from all the fighting games and just Mega Man X specifically. And actually, it's a really good point that you say that, because now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, I never double tap the dash, so I'm like, I'm always hitting B and also holding Y to always make sure my charge is held. Yeah. But it's also just like keeping that in mind, because I don't know how much you play, but how much me and Josh have played this game. A big skill you can do is always midair dashing and then turning around, so you can So that was kind of how the direction really helped in that game, which you'll learn once you get to like Sigma's Tower and stuff, which is still super frustrating.
I love it. It's up there on my Super Nintendo games. It was such a great era for games, but Mega Man X is definitely up there. So while we have Joey, what is your order? Because mine is X is the best, then 3, and then 2. And then nothing else matters.
Okay, so you're talking about mixing and matching Mega Man X series and Mega Man.
No, just the X games.
Oh, okay.
So X3 is my second favorite, and X2 is my third favorite.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't played any other ones, only 8. I only ever played the first one, and I played the second one a little bit, but I've not jumped deep into the other ones.
Oh, wow. 3 is so good.
That's what I hear. But, I mean,
You can play a Zero. I remember buying that one in 7th or 8th grade, and it was like $80 even then.
Well, 'cause two's
they
like,
made
like collecting Zero, isn't it? And like getting his parts back or something.
Yeah, you don't even have to do it. It's like an optional thing to rebuild him.
Actually, I take
but
that
then
back.
3 you can play as him.
I did play X5 and I like that one a lot. That's kind of, that's like where, like, I think, X and Zero are kind of coming to a crossroads.
X5 was the one that did all the bosses were named after
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses.
Yep.
People, was that 5?
Yeah, X5? I think that is 5. Yep.
The band Guns N' Roses or just Guns N' Roses?
No.
Yeah, every boss has like some kind of homage to the band members in it.
Yep.
Like Axel something.
Do you know the story behind that?
No.
Okay. So the lady that was in charge of the translation of the game was dating a gentleman that was a diehard Guns N' Roses fan. So when she was translating the names as like a little, you know, nice little thing to do, she added all their names to the boss names. And that's how it happened.
Did they get married?
I do not know. I'd like to think so, Samantha.
I hope.
I'd like to
because
think so.
It's like, I did this for you and then we broke up a week later.
Yeah. So I'll say this for the order. I am very much of the mindset that Mega Man X should never be compared to Mega Man. I view them as like two very different series of games. But much like my younger brother, I too am not familiar with the sequels all that much. Really, Mega Man X is about it as far as I have played. I think I have literally played two or three like one time, but I've never gone through them.
You have the collection though, right?
I do have the collection now. I actually rebought the collection just so I could get those and go through those.
Yeah, you guys definitely owe it to yourselves to at least do the first three.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's on the first game, but I like they were cheap. They're always on sale.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and picked up the second ones too. I will ask this question. So we've got Mega Man X and we've got the original Mega Man series, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you think is better?
It's hard. I think that the original series was better longer.
Okay.
But I think that the first three X games are better than any output of the original.
Ooh, okay.
I gotcha. I think the X games are a little bit better. Because I always think that the original Mega Man games were ones that got better with each edition. Definitely better plot, like better ideas. But I think X was like the next step. Like this is how we're going to take it to the next level, which is what a sequel should be. It should be a better version of what you had. And I think they did a good job at that. Because, I mean, if you play 5 and 6, it's pretty great. But you're like, where do you go from here on this hardware? And X was the answer.
5, I think, was the... Like, that was the top before it started going downhill. Like, 6, I didn't really care for that much. 7, I loved. 8 was a piece of shit. And
forget about it.
Then 9 and 10 were actually pretty good. But then they just took the series back to 2, which I never really liked. I did enjoy 3 and 4 and 5.
Oh, this is always a hot topic. What was your favorite Mega Man, just OG Mega Man game?
Ooh, I know.
I already know yours.
I know everybody's is 2.
Yes.
But the music made a huge difference for me, and I really like the music in 3 and 5.
I'm a 4 guy.
2 is great music, too. Really, 4?
Mm-hmm. See, and I'm 3. I think 3 is...
I think 3 is great, too.
The most 3 familiar. Was awesome because it was like 2 games in 1.
Yeah. Yeah. And 2, of course, is iconic and great and everything like that, but I have a preference personally for 3 over 2.
Now, 2 and 4 I played the most because they were the two that I owned as, like, a kid. I remember getting 2 when I was 5 or 6. We were at the beach. And then 4 I got for my birthday in 3rd or 4th grade.
See, I think that's where the OG Mega Man has it because, you know, you can choose your favorite Mega Man and be verified and valid. Like, definitely write it in your opinion, but, you know, if someone tells you they like Mega Man X 7 or 8, they're lying to you.
Yeah. Well, not 7. 7's great. There's so many cool unlockables in that game.
X7?
Oh, no. I'm talking about OG 7.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, X7 and 8 were an embarrassment.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is that the one that's got the really bad dub? Because after... Because when Mega Man X went to the Nintendo series, Mega Man went to the PlayStation.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was
Dr. Wily.
Power shot!
Has my favorite iconic boss, Clown Man, who is just a clown.
Well, yep. 7 had junk, man.
I was going to say that that's also they went to PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 was when they went to PlayStation.
And I thought it was 7 that went to PlayStation.
No, that
no
was
7 was Super Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
But 8 went to PlayStation, and that's about where Mega Man's were or Mega Man X's were starting to go to PlayStation 2, because I think X4
4
through,
was the first, yeah.
Pretty much 8.
4 through 6 were PS1 and 7 and 8 were PS2.
So does that mean that am I thinking right that then so let's just say Mega Man 7 and Mega Man X3
was the last on the Nintendo until
the
Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, until like Battle Network and stuff, right?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. So Mega Man suffered greatly from just oversaturation.
Okay.
I mean, it was already a series that was built on like, hey, this is such a great formula, we can churn them out. But around the Game Boy Advance, it got insane. Like Battle Network, we've talked about before. It's really good. 2 was even better. Then 3 came out, and it was like, it's getting worse and worse. And there ended up being like close to 20 Mega Man games on the Game Boy Advance. They had all the battle networks. They had like a battle chip challenge that was like a card game. They had Mega Man and Bass, which never came out here originally. Because I think it was on the Super Nintendo in Japan, and they just ported it over.
And don't forget that there was Mega Man Extreme, which was the Game Boy
version. Oh, yeah, Extreme and Extreme 2, which were on the Game Boy Color. I'm sure. I own those, too.
I'm sure this is the one case of Capcom oversaturating a franchise they had.
Yeah, they're not really known for doing that or anything.
One, it forced you to do the double tap for the dash.
And then, but after that, I guess, like, it kind of, that's, because it also had, like, the Star Force games on.
Yeah, the DS got it. I didn't even play those. It got so bizarre.
But then it kind of
I forgot about the Mega Man Zero games, which those were pretty good, too. If you think that Mega Man X is hard, you should play Mega Man Zero.
What system again did it come out on?
It was on the Game Boy Advance originally. They have a collection of those, too.
Yeah.
That's out. And they're good. It kind of blends RPG elements with the Mega Man X stuff. So there's, like, tons of upgrades, and there's, like, a chip system that gives you, like, weird power-ups, and you pair them together, and I don't know. It's fun, but it's really difficult.
Okay. Oh, it's
going to the bathroom.
Oh, well. All right, so
thank you. I'm sure he appreciates you announcing that to the world.
Yeah,
that's why he came up.
Super awesome.
And just for the record, your studio is in the bathroom.
Yes,
that's right.
That's what
we're
going to hear.
All right, so I was going to ask this. For me, like, you know, you were talking about the Mega Man versus Mega Man X. Like, I kind of always relate this to the Metroid series because it's like Mega Man X and Super Metroid were really great examples of how you go back. But the one thing I'll give Mega Man is you can go back and play those. I will never, ever go back and play Metroid.
Really?
Just on NES. No, it's crap. And there's so many other different versions of it that have been remade better, like the Game Boy versions.
Yeah, Zero
like
Mission was really good.
Okay,
yeah.
You're talking about the original Metroid. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, no, I'll
play it. It's so hard to play 1 and 2 just because of the lack of a map.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
But it's cool. I think one day I would like to get, like, graph paper and try to do a genuine, no using the internet, just map it out myself. I don't think I'll ever have that much time.
No, I was just thinking about that. Like, you're talking about drawing the maps.
People used to do it. Just,
yes,
like, shade in graph. That way you, like, know where you're going.
I was thinking about where JJ was, you know, writing down the code, and I was like, I remember very well that we had notebook paper right by the game to jot down the codes for different stuff or make notes about which, you know, write it next to the all the Mortal Kombat 2, like, fatalities and stuff like that that we wrote down. All right, so I'm going to tell you guys a fun little story. There's a, it's pretty well known in this game that if you get all of the upgrades, you can get the secret weapon, the Hadouken, right? So I'm going to tell you the 30-year odyssey of me getting the fucking Hadouken, okay? So, much like Michael mentioned, Mega Man X was a constant discussion on the playground about, like, you know, you can get all this, all these upgrades, all this stuff, things like that. We also had a random, I don't want to put this on Game Informer, but it was probably some knockoff Game Informer magazine.
Oh, like Game Pro?
Yeah, or something like that. That
Tips and Tricks.
Tips and Tricks, something like that. That had a, like, quarter-inch article about Mega Man X, and it was like, yes, the Hadouken is a real thing, and all you have to do to beat it is beat all the bosses, get all the armor upgrades, and get all the E-tanks. Now, I'm seeing the faces here, and somebody knows that there's something missing. What's missing?
You have to jump on the cliff different times.
No.
You have to have full life.
You have to have all the heart containers.
Well, no, you don't just have to have all the heart containers. You can't get hit. Like, you have to have full energy.
You know, okay, so there's a couple different things like this. This is where we're getting into the world of urban myth.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't you have to, like, die 3 times before you can do
it? No. All right, so the official way this goes on, and this is why it's been a 30-year thing, is because I pored over that article. I memorized it. I knew it in my heart. And I was like, I remember playing on the Super Nintendo and being like, I have done all of these qualifications. I have done the no getting hit thing. I have done the reset the level 5 times is how many times you have to go to that level.
No, it's only 3.
It's 5.
I've
done it. So, but anyway, and I kept driving myself insane with this talent. And literally, I have done it on the Super Nintendo. I've done it years later playing it on Super Nintendo or playing it on... was the Mega Man X collection on Game Boy, GameCube? Was there
one? There was one, yeah.
And I remember having... Yeah, I had of those. And I was like, what am I doing wrong? And this is, of course... You know, the internet was up and running, but for some reason, I just refused to check this thing. And finally, this time, I was like, you know what? I'm going to double check my sources here. And that's where I found out that I was missing 2 heart pieces from getting
this
thing.
Oh, you thought that the...
Yes!
The bar matched the energy?
I thought that article was right. Because I had all of those things, the E-tanks, all the weapons, I beat all the bosses, and I kept doing that level over and over again. And I remember, Mike, the not getting hit thing, that was actually, you can get hit, it's fine. You just got to climb the wall. So I did it this time, and I was like, this is like Ahab fighting the Moby Dick. I finally got this son of a bitch. And it, too, was driving me into a world of madness because I was like, while I was getting these extra hearts, I was like, this is wrong. I know that article was right. It told me it was right. So it was, and like we're talking about here, there's different variances. We've all heard you have to do this thing different number of times. You can't get hit. You can get hit. Stuff like that. So it's, the Hadouken was finally got, and... I was not aware that it was like The Legend of Zelda and you have to be full energy to use it. And after you're hit once, it stops working. And so I was deeply, deeply disappointed once I had it because I was wanting to use it on Vile. And I didn't realize you had to be full energy for it to work. Yeah.
It's a hard question, too, because you could just totally just miss that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because... I found out about the Ken's move in X2 before I found out about the Hadouken. But they, I remember getting it at daycare, and this kid was like, "Did you get the one in X?" And I was like, "What are you talking about? I know that game like the back of my hand, and that doesn't exist." And he's like, "Yeah, it does."
So did you get it on the PS5, or did you get it on the...
Yes.
Mm, you didn't really get it PS5. Then. You need to go back and do it on the SNES.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be sure to do that. I only drove myself insane for 30 years. Maybe, JJ, you've mentioned that you've listened, so you've heard my story about how I won't let myself beat Mario 1, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so maybe like when I'm in the retirement home, I'll go back and get the Hadouken on SNES, and then I'll finally beat Mario 1. So maybe those two things together. Oh, okay.
My story with this, if I'm going to share a story, is that so you know, this came out in '93. So when we got it, I was probably about 5, and so I just watched, you know, Big Brother Josh play it, and this is probably my first experience with character death. And I was just like watching Josh play, and, you know, Zero's having his dramatic death thing, and it just goes straight back in the music, and I'm just like, wait, hold on. I can't process this.
That was such a heavy thing.
Yeah.
And X really ramped up the story, because, like, I guess starting with Mega Man 4, they started incorporating tiny story elements, like, ooh, in this one we have someone that's not Dr. Wily that we're going after. I won't spoil it.
Yeah.
And then 5, they're like, Proto Man has his own thing. And so they kind of teased it, but X, man, like a fully fleshed out story.
I do think this is like where they wanted to really kind of emphasize story, because I think they were just too afraid to try to do it with Mega Man. And you could tell they were trying to, because, you know, in 7, he's like, oh, does he have his own sentience? Can he just kill Dr. Wily if he wants to? Because that's what they implied. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they were never going to, like, hit that point. Like, you know, we have all the clues there that does Mega Man die, but they just wouldn't, yeah, they wouldn't make that leap. Because, you know, that's got to be, you know, the next stepping stone is X, and you never hear about Mega Man. But I think that's where they're like, well, let's just make Mega Man X where we can make things just a little darker and not have to, you know, potentially ruin our franchise.
Yep, because that is one confusing thing, is that Mega Man X and Mega Man are not the same robot.
Nope.
They are different robots.
Robots.
Robot.
Yep. Now you know.
I imagine you all bought your respective manuals to know that, so you can just read up.
Joey, this question's for you. Do you think you could start playing that game now if you've never played it, like, in my situation?
See, that's a very good point, and that's what you made me think about, is, like, I will go and play Mega Man X when I'm like, you know, I'm in the mood for Mega Man X, but that comes with the grounds of, like, what do? I go fight Chill Penguin, get his thing, go fight Flame Mammoth, go back to Storm Eagle, and, you know, I know, like, the pattern, and I'm like, I was going to ask Josh this, but I was like, when you play this, Josh, do you use their weakness or do you just use the Buster? Because I always just use the Buster, except for...
I'm pretty much Buster 95%
of except the time. For Boomer Quanger, because he can go fuck himself. But
yeah.
But that is, like, that's a very good question, because it's like, I think I like it so much because I know everything there is to know about that game. But
yeah, it's almost like meditation now.
Yeah, but if I had come into it and been like, all right, let's play this for the first time, I think, you know, if I didn't know to go to Chill Penguin, I probably wouldn't like that game, because I think that game is not at its full potential until you get the dash, because the dashing is the big point, because you deal with slopes, you deal with wall bouncing, you get into the system. But if you don't know to do that, then you're just, you know, at a brisk pace, I think I'd hate it. So, well, it's hard to say.
So I thought it was going to be challenging for me, because the first, like, the entry level where you meet Zero and the cars are coming at you, and I was like, I couldn't process the perception, so I was jumping over them. I was like, oh, those aren't going to bother me. And I was like, this game is going to be the most complicated thing I've ever played in my life, just because I couldn't understand what was going on with the scene that they built there. And then I you know, the first boss fights you and kills you, you're not strong enough. And I'm like, oh man, this is going to be tough. But I loved it so much. But I think I just have to play it, like, early in the morning and then beat a level and then take on the day. I think that's the approach I'm going to take.
So, Samantha, can I ask, you are not overly familiar with this series, so when did you, was this the first time you played it as well?
Yeah, I've never played Mega Man before.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think I mostly knew of the anime. I don't even know. Like, I've just always sort of known that Mega Man exists, and I've always known that I thought he was ugly. Like, okay. That's... Yeah, I have no nostalgia for it. So, like, I don't have any, like, memories of childhood fanning my affections for this thing. And, like most of these older games, like, I don't play games for a challenge. I play for fun and to relax. So it's it's just not my jam.
So can I ask both of you then? Both of you did find this game difficult, correct?
Yeah, because right. I suck at this type of game specifically.
Okay. Gotcha. Because I remember a couple years ago, me and Mike were having this conversation, and it's like, why am I so much worse at this game now than I was as a kid? And, like, you start thinking about it, like, even in terms of, like being an athlete almost. It's like, you're older now. You don't have all the, like, free time to just devote and focus into this game. And, yeah, I could actually see, I was thinking, this would be, like, super frustrating to come into and play now. It's kind of like how I felt when I started playing Elden Ring.
There's like definitely a muscle memory attached
there,
to this kind of game.
There is.
And overthinking. But again, I've always, even as a kid when I play some like Super Mario or whatever at my neighbor's house, like I could never get past like the third level. Like I just am not good at these types of things.
And yeah, even if like you don't know, like even for me, who's someone whose favorite game is this game, once you get to Sigma's Tower, that love starts to kind of dissolve. Because even in, you know, even if I know ins and outs, you're just like, okay, we've got to do this part now. And I know you know what I'm talking about, Josh. Like, before you even get into Sigma's Tower, the big platform section.
Yeah.
Oh, do you not use the armored armadillo?
I do.
The charge shot?
I'm really bad at timing those jumps with those moving platforms. Okay. So I'm just like,
I was going to say, like, that beginning part is where I would always farm to fill up my tanks.
Yep.
Because you can just keep jumping and let them give you life. Yep. Before we leave that, though, I wanted to ask you guys, since JJ was talking about the first stage in the cars, did you guys, I always make a point to blast the top off of a car
and then ride
it to the boss.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
Yeah,
it's always fun to do that too, because usually if you get a certain pace, the ship can't keep up with you. So it
and you just ride forever.
I also remember vividly being like one of the very first times I playing it, not knowing that losing to Vile was a scripted thing. So like literally,
like
25 minutes, like wailing on him, and being like, why is he not going down? I remember that definitely. And yes, I definitely also rode on the cars. It's a thing to do.
I think a big thing about these games, like starting them young enough, it taught me that like not to dwell on dying, because there are times when like there are going to be enemies that are going to catch you mid jump and like there's nothing you can do. You just have to shrug off that like, oh, well, fuck it. I'll do it again.
I do believe that, but not when I get to the spider boss in Sigma's Tower. That thing frustrates me to no end.
I just, honestly, for me, the game ends after I beat the 8th Reploid.
Yeah, that's pretty much
where I was. I don't really like Sigma. He's not worth it. The fight's not worth it to me.
Oh, I love it.
You like the Sigma fight?
Yes, it's such a
not the pre-Sigma fight where you're just wall jumping constantly.
No, I love every bit of the Sigma stages.
Even the car?
Yes.
Oh.
I just have memorized everything that you do in it, so it's not like there's no challenge anymore. It's just I just think about how much time I wasted like perfecting it.
So how far do you think you can get blindfolded, like playing the game?
Blindfolded? Not far at all.
Well, based on the beats of the music, I bet you can get pretty far. Like,
you know, there is a very funny point to that, because, you know, if you go to Spark Mandrel's area and you've damaged his area, like where the power starts going out, There is like a, for some reason my childhood just committed to memory, like, oh, this is when this little beam comes out and you can shoot it before then. And it's just like, I hate, this is where most of my knowledge is, but I still don't really know everything about taxes.
So speaking of which, we gotta settle something right here right now. Well, taxes,
bring them out.
Yeah, everybody get your 1040s out. We're gonna go line by line here. No, best theme.
Oh,
let's hear them.
Jeez,
I'm gonna have to go Spartan Mandrel.
Ooh, surprising one for my brother. Storm Eagle for me.
This is too hard.
There's no wrong answer.
There is no wrong answer. Unless it's like Sting Chameleon.
Chill Penguin.
I don't know. Chill Penguin's not bad.
Yeah, it's good, but, you know, sometimes I'm on Spotify. The Spark Mandrel theme does come on, and it's like, it's time to drive faster.
I think Spark, yeah, probably. Yeah. Because Spark Mandrel's the.
I do love Flame Mammoth, though, as well. It's really. Yep. It's just slow, good, powerful music.
I like the Sigma stages too, though.
Yeah, that's a good.
But you know, Spark Mandrel with the lights cutting out and all of that, it was so upbeat. And because I was just dipping in other levels just to see what I could do before I figured out what I needed to do. I mean, that's why I shot you all the texts, like, "Hey, help me out here."
Yeah.
But I'm like, I can just hang out here and listen to the music. But I felt like I was doing so bad and that music was so upbeat that I can just continue to go back and just keep getting just killed. It's like a fist fight, like if I was losing, you know, and they were playing that music, like, ah, punch me again, it's fine.
So I was also going to mention, much like Mike mentioned, this is the game that will teach you that bullshit deaths in a game are going to happen and you just got to deal with it. But much like JJ, I'm not going to act like I'm above throwing a controller.
Oh yeah, well, I've noticed this everywhere. Like, have you ever let's say, like, you grab your keys or a pen or something and you drop it,
yeah,
and you don't think anything of it, but if you do that exact same thing a second time, you just see red.
Yeah,
that it's like that for me. Like, if I make some kind of silly mistake once, I don't give a shit. But if the same exact thing happens a second time, it makes me crazy.
I do want to ask you guys, just because I think it's a funny thing that can happen, and I don't know if it happened to any of you. Whenever you're in the beginning stage, you've got those two giant bee copters that fly down.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever killed it, but then accidentally ran too far and it crushes you?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good way to show the level. Like, there is consequence. But yes, that one is always just like, okay, I didn't think that was going to happen.
Yep.
And so also, like, playing games like on Switch Online, I've been spoiled with rewinding. And so I thought when I bought the collector version of this game, oh, I can just rewind. And I
could. Not
couldn't.
This one.
So I knew what that, and when I found out, like, oh, there's no rewinding, whatever, I'll still play, I'll muscle through. And then I reached out to you all to get help because I was like, this is not going to jive. This is, yeah, because, you know, I like not being able to, you know, you can learn from your mistakes, but, you know, we're like, hey, we're about to shoot and record this, this podcast. So then I was, you know, I was terrified that I wouldn't have anything to say about the game. So I just played every level and tried my best, but it's hard.
I think they do have a, in the collection, they have an easier setting though, right?
They do,
but it's more like, I think it stops stuff from like auto respawning if you move out of the,
okay.
But funny enough, the rewind option is available on the Mega Man game collection, but not the Mega Man X. Because I actually think the Mega Man X collection came out before Mega Man. For some reason, I think that's the way it happened.
Yeah, maybe so. I want to go back to dumb deaths.
Okay.
One that always frustrated me was in Launch Octopus's stage, where you'll kill the, like, you successfully kill the snake thing, but then it drops you onto the spikes.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or, like, those little submarines that blow you back and
suck
forth.
Suck you onto the frickin' spikes! Yeah!
But it's just like how rapidly it could change which way it was doing it. So, you know, you're like resisting it and it just pulls you in. You're like, oh, that was fair.
Yeah. That was just a dirty stage.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Nah.
Now, Samantha, you know, you mentioned that the art was ugly. Have you ever seen the art for the original Mega Man game?
I was just thinking about that, like the American art, right? The box cover art.
Yeah.
It's like some buff dude, right? Like,
yeah, and he's got like a pistol and all of his
and it's like, and then you get in the game and warped. It's like this little Astro Boy in a blue suit with big boots.
That's a great analogy.
It seemed to be a thing that happened. Like anything that got westernized, they thought, "Well, this is too kiddie over here. We need to appeal to a dude bro audience."
I would have picked up all those games. Like there's this game. Like if it had a sword or a barbarian on the cover, I'm like, I'm getting it. Was it Deadly Towers? And this guy just big. It's barbarian on the cover, and you start playing the game. It's like, oh, this is nothing like the cover.
Or how about the fact they had to change the name of Dragon Quest to Dragon Warrior to get us to play the first couple of games? And
Blaster Master was called Meta Fight in Japan.
Wow.
Well, that's not going to sell over here. Blaster Master.
And think about how different the cover of Blaster Master is versus the actual gameplay.
Yeah.
Even though I don't,
I mean,
like,
that's how you sell stuff.
That's true.
It was the box art back then.
Even though I don't like the character designs of Mega Man, never have. I think the pixel art of the world was very good.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Something you might enjoy then is like, I mean, you probably won't enjoy it, but they always, you know, Capcom loves their crossovers, and so every fighting game would have a Mega Man, and I was always waiting for X to, you know, finally be in one. But you have to think...
And he was!
We'll get to that, because, you know, we had to wait. So you think, like, okay, how many Mega Mans could they put in crossovers? You've got Marvel vs. Capcom, where there's the OG Mega Man. And
why do they call him Mega Child?
Well, his name's Rock... He's Rockman.
Mega Boy.
In Japan.
But then, you know, with the other crossovers, they eventually had... I'm trying to think of it. Was it Volnut and Tatsunoko?
Yes.
And then it was, Zero and Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yep.
And then, you know, they did Tekken versus Street Fighter, and do you remember who they put in that one?
Yeah, Box Art Mega Man.
Box Art Mega Man. So,
well, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, they had Tron Bond, didn't they?
Yeah.
And Roll. Roll was also in Marvel vs. Capcom 1.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So X didn't get his, you know, crossover debut until Infinite. And that game bombed.
Oh, that game is so bad.
Josh knows the pain.
So bad.
Yeah.
Also, of course, they also make Mega Man a costume in all kinds of games, such as Dead Rising. Yeah. He's constantly used in that. I was gonna say I don't know which gets used more, Mega Man as a costume or
X.
Morrigan as a costume.
Oh, Zero.
Yeah, Zero gets used as a costume.
Everybody loves Zero.
So I'm gonna bring up one more thing. Mega Man has kind of, again, like Street Fighter's come back, games like I'm trying to think what other games, Devil May Cry's come back,
Resident Evil's
definitely come back in a big way, but Mega Man has kind
Resident
of
Evil technically never left
in, it's yeah, true yeah. Well, but it, there was
they had to make it good again.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I know where this conversation is going, and it's a long conversation, Josh.
So I was going to say, just real quick, both X and Mega Man seem to be doomed or gone. You know, they've made Mega Man 9 and 10, and technically 11.
Well, they did 11 was the last one, but by that point, Keiji Inafune, is that his name?
That is it.
Or is it Kenji?
It's Keiji.
Okay. He had left by that point.
How's it spelled?
And it seems like
it's K-E-I-J-I.
K-G.
K-G. K-G.
And then Inafune.
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 Yeah.
But I think that it's just, it's done. Because his game sucked. their game sucked. I mean, I watched Jeffrey play it and was like, no, I never need to play this. The Mighty Number 9.
Mighty Number 9, yep.
Here's my prediction for the next 2 years. I think Capcom's going under some kind of stupid metamorphosis where they're finally trying to be like, hey, we need to make our games not suck, and we can't just rely on people to think that, oh, we'll just buy them. So I think in the next year or two, we'll see something Mega Man related, because they're out of collections. So they're running out of time. This, I think, the bigger point. So that's what they kind of did with Street Fighter, because they're like, 5 sucks so bad, we've got to make 6 really good. And they did. And, you know, the Resident Evils needed a total overhaul, so where they've, you know, started remaking them, and 7 was its own, basically, series. I think we're going to get something Mega Man related, but they're just, like, really...
Maybe they'll revive Universe.
Maybe. That's, you know... Maybe they'll make a Legends 3, finally, and stop, you know, teasing it.
God, I do want Legends 3.
Didn't some or Mega Man game come out this year, some last year or something?
They did, like, a Dive Collection, which is their mobile game. Which
it's Battle Network. Is
Battle
that
Network's...
Not...
It's just another collection.
That's another collection. So, I was going to say, maybe we'll... Do you remember that prototype Mega Man game that was like Metroid Prime?
But yeah, it was like 3D.
Yeah, maybe we'll finally get that. That
I don't remember
awesome.
That.
Yeah, you can see like a tech demo of it. It's crazy.
It's wild.
It's almost what I think Command Mission kind of became.
Hmm.
I was going to say, Mike, do you remember when Bomberman went from being the little cartoon character to the like... tough robot on Xbox?
The worst decision.
The 360?
Made. Yeah.
Capcom did that. Like, they had a weird growing pains time around the 360, because they brought back Bionic Commando.
Yeah.
And all these, like, franchises that they never fleshed out in the first place.
I'm just hoping that, like, Capcom's gonna be like, hey, listen, we can't keep showing out Resident Evils and Monster Hunter again, which they have this year. That's pretty much what they're doing. So I'm hoping next year they're like, hey, here's some new shit. Here's finally Pragmata and some new things. Because, you know, Capcom's my favorite company, but God, I hate them.
I mean, Capcom and Konami really fell
Konami
hard.
We don't talk about Konami.
Konami actively hates their fans. Like,
well, and
literally.
It's such a bummer because, like, growing up, my favorite franchises were Mega Man, Castlevania, and Zelda.
Yeah.
And you have to think about like those. How hard Konami worked, because, you know, they would license things under different companies just to have more games out there, since Nintendo was so, you know, finicky about how many companies.
Ultra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ultra. Yeah. That was the first, what, Metal Gear, right?
So now you have them being, you know, just trying to do everything, to being like, the smartest thing they can do now is just license through other people.
Yeah, they need to go the route of Sega.
Yeah. I don't know, I think Sega's kind of killing it. Because they're like, finally like, hey, we have more than Sonic.
Yep, they're going to bring back a bunch of their games this supposedly next year or this year.
Yeah,
so we'll
really
see
good
how
stuff.
That goes. Like Shinobi.
Yeah, with Dotemu.
Yeah. All right, anybody else got anything left to say about Mega Man X? I'll take that as a no. All right, then. Well, we'll see you on the next episode of Fun Sphere Game Club.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We never introduced ourselves.
Oh. No, we didn't.
Sorry, I'm Josh.
That's all right. Good job.
I'm also Josh.
Good job. Good job, everybody. I'm
Tyler from last time.